be ground. Or...
Well, we generally carried a peck for my house. We weren't too far from the mill, but lots of people carried a bushel.
Uh-huh.
Have it ground to make meal out of. Once a week we had it ground. We liked it fresh ground, see.
Okay.
So once a week we'd go to the mill, but other people lived a long ways. They'd just come once a month and they'd bring a bushel of corn.
And, you know, if you had some wood to carry to bring in, you'd... you know, would you have a word for that? How much you had?
Armload, we'd call it.
When the light burns out in a lamp, electric lamp, you'd have to put in a
new wick. A new wick's what it takes if they come to get down too short, or you put new oil in it.
Yeah.
One of the two, the wick was not touching the oil.
Yeah, but these days we'd use a
electric light or a bulb.
Yeah.
Yeah. But them days you had a lamp that you lit with a match, and if the wick didn't touch the oil, well, it'd burn your wick up mighty quick, you know.
Uh-huh.
But if you have always touching oil, the wick would last 10 times as long.
Ah, that's it. Say your wife carry out clothes to hang on the line, she'd carry them out in a
clothes basket. At his house and counted 50 of the cranes in his field. And exact. Don't get nothing I'm telling you, because it's a little sometimes those things don't work right.
Nobody's going to hear this.
Well, anyhow, he swears the bird watchers come there and counted 50 birds. The hell anybody knows, you can drive over inside the pasture and scare them up and count them, and you can drive over a mile from inside the pasture, and the birds are little where, and you can count them again, and you can drive back over there and count them. I got sense enough to know that. I owned and had, and I guess there would be 50 of those birds in any one place, nowhere in this world. But I didn't start no argument, because you know when you're around nice people, men like that, you don't want to start no...
Yeah.
Just call a man a damn lie to his face, in other words. You know. But still, I wouldn't have been calling him that. The women that claimed they seen, hell, they could have seen his old white herons, and they wouldn't have known no difference, without a doubt. I bet you a dollar that's what they counted, because I seen 500 in my field. You don't know the difference, maybe in a damn crane and a white heron. Now, what do these boys like him know that's raised in town around about what's the difference? I saw my first water turkey the other day right here in the pond that I've seen in 20 years. And a water turkey looks exactly like one, almost as big as one, but he's got eggs. He's got a different colored body, and he's got a different colored beak and no red on his head.
Yeah. What's a water turkey?
Just a big old water bird that... edge of the pond, but there used to be lots of them here, but you don't see them now. My daddy told me that's what there was. Now, I don't know whether that's the name of them or not, but he's going by. I tell things like it's told to me.
Uh-huh.
You understand?
Yeah.
And if they were wrong, we're both wrong, but I'm not going to change it and say it's a water bird, and my daddy told me it's a water turkey.
Yeah. Let's see. To sign your name in ink, you'd use a...
Inkwell? Is that what you're getting at?
Yeah, but you'd use the...
Fountain pen? Well, back in our time, you didn't use that. You first started out with a turkey.